You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on a Thursday afternoon. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason, joined now by Mike Tenor at T-Storm Weather out of Chicago, Illinois. Hi, Mike. How are you today?
Great, Todd. How about yourself?
I'm doing well, Mike. Thanks so much. Let's take a look now at the forecast as it goes forward over the next 5 days or so. Looks like there may be a few chances of rain.
There's essentially two features that are going to converge on the Corn Belt over the next 5 days. Each of these will produce significant rainfall within the Corn Belt. So we think that by this time next week, there will not be too many areas that will have been drier than normal for the month of August. So this is a pretty big change for some of these drier areas, especially across Indiana and Ohio. The first piece of information that you need to know regards a cool front that is currently located far to the west. That produced heavy rainfall overnight in parts of South Dakota, North Dakota, Minnesota, and northern Iowa. That is a key corn and soybean region, and most of that region saw 1 to 3 inches of rain, with a few areas having received more than 5 inches to the west of Minneapolis. That front is still approaching, and it's moving fairly slowly, so we expect another large thunderstorm cluster to develop overnight. That one will locate a little bit further to the south, and more than likely aid parts of Nebraska and Iowa later on today and later on tonight. There's a quasi-tropical circulation located near New Orleans right now. That system is going to basically circulate around Louisiana for another day or two, but eventually it will begin to turn to the north and be intercepted by this cool front that's approaching the Corn Belt. All of this is going to converge right around Arkansas, Missouri, and Illinois later on this week and early next week. So by the time you put everything together, we're going to see rain not only from later on today and tonight across the northwest half of the Corn Belt, but then starting tomorrow and continuing into early next week across the southeast half of the Corn Belt and the Delta. We're looking for widespread rainfall of 1 to 3 inches for most corn and soybeans over the next 5 days. And there should be a swath of heavier totals from somewhere in the Delta through the southeast Corn Belt, most likely right along the Ohio River Valley and a little bit to the north. So, Todd, the point here is that two features are moving through the Corn Belt. They're going to converge on the Corn Belt, and between the both of them, we should see some pretty big rains in a lot of different areas over the next 5 days.
From the Midwest, turn your attention to the rest of the northern hemisphere. Any places of concern?
The only other area that we have some concern over regards what's been taking place in northern China. Northern China produces around 45% of soybean production, and we had a very wet spring and a wet early summer in this area. But since about July 1st, it's been raining very little, and we can look at an index made by Speedwell Weather, and it shows us that it's been the driest since July 1st across northern China since before 1987. So we're talking about one of the driest periods there in more than 30 years. And this is in a key soybean area. So that could be an issue for people out there, but it's always tricky to figure out exactly what's happening in China. But we can just tell you that it has not been raining all that much over the last 5 to 6 weeks.
Thanks, Mike. Mike Tenor is with T-Storm Weather out of Chicago, Illinois. And that wraps up the Closing Market Report.